What do the qualitative colors correspond to in terms of microwatt/cm intensity?
This is a fundamental question to understand. When this is understood, it becomes obvious why the Quantidose UVC intensity test card relies on a single point of calibrated word legibility starting at greater than 300 microwatts per square centimeter when the uppercase word ultraviolet first becomes legible in the lower test area when exposed to 253.7 nanometers mercury line UVC light. We have chosen not to use color differentials in shades for meaningful calculation other than a visual reference of UV intensity as stated on the Quantidose UVC test card's backside. Important, the color correspondence of photochromic materials has as much to do with the ultraviolet, UV, wavelength as it does the power of UV irradiance. Shorter wavelengths of UV, while more energetic, are absorbed very easily. For instance, UVC never reaches the Earth's surface from the sun because it is 100% absorbed by the ozone layer. Longer UV wavelengths such as UVA and parts of the UVB spectrum reach the Earth's surface. These wavelengths can easily penetrate the ozone layer and cause damage to our eyes and skin. These longer electromagnetic waves penetrate the wideband photochromic material used for the Quantidose reusable UV intensity testing deeper with much less energy in terms of microwatt/cm intensity. For example, it takes 300 microwatts per square centimeter UVC irradiances at 253.7 nanometers for the word ultraviolet to first become legible. However, it only takes 3 microwatts per square centimeter UV irradiance at 365 nanometers for the word ultraviolet to first become legible. That's a huge difference in the radiant flux absorbed by the photochromic material, which results in a longer wavelength being absorbed deeper into the photochromic material, resulting in deeper color concentration, darker purple result, than shorter wavelengths that are absorbed easily by the surface of the photochromic material, thus requiring much more power in terms of microwatt per square centimeter to get the same depth of penetration as longer UV waves can, with a fraction of the radiant power in terms of the intensity measured in microwatt/cm caret. The Quantidose UVC test card has a beneficial single point of calibration, which is the notification of irradiated power intensity greater than 300 microwatt seconds per square centimeter. These days, it's most often written as UW/CM2 or microwatt/CM as expressed in the question asked. This reference point for a meaningful UVC intensity result requires confirmation of step 1 of the Quantidose UVC test card indicated by brightly glowing letters UVC fluorescing in the top test area. Quantidose now offers a UVC filter card for use with LED array devices, so a visual result can easily differentiate how much of an array of LEDs intensity is in the optimal UVC range, quickly determining if an LED product has deceptively used multiple UVA and UVB LEDs in an array that produces very little UVC intensity. So the short answer is that color shade can only be used as a visual reference guide for intensity. The value in microwatt per square centimeter will determine the depth of color differently depending on the value of the wavelength of irradiance. For this reason, the Quantidose card is a two-part UV test, first confirming short-wave germicidal wavelengths with the letters UVC and the uppercase word ultraviolet becomes legible in the lower test area when exposed to 253.7 nanometers mercury line UVC light. This single point of calibrated word legibility in the lower test area starts at greater than 300 microwatts per square centimeter when a confirmed UVC source of light is used. We hope this clarifies why the Quantidose card is only sold as a wavelength indicator for optimum UVC used in a germicidal application and confirming intensity is higher than 300 microwatts per square centimeter, the word ultraviolet becoming legible in the lower test area. Please always remember we have highly trained people that can answer any questions you have from our Quantidose support phone number 1-800-713-9004. Talk to someone with no vested interest in the brand of UV lights you use, only the best way for you to test them. Blessings. Interim CEO Katie Webb. Quanta X Technology LLC.